variety of entertainment. I'd like to bring up our next performer who's been here a few times, and he is a comedian, and his name is Rob Forsese.
Special news tonight?
Well, that's what he said. I'm not sure what it is, but we'll find out. Please welcome Rob Forsese, ready or not.
Well, how you guys doing today? Good. Well, yesterday I was babysitting my niece and we were playing marbles and she got all upset because she lost them, but I felt bad because when I was a kid I lost my marbles. Nothing's ever changed. Welcome. Yeah, I live in a bad neighborhood. I don't like the language some of the people use. It's because I don't understand Portuguese. Hey, they call me the Marlboro Man because to them I'm only good for a cigarette. Sheesh. And I'm frightened to go to the dentist. I mean, last time I went, I got a cavity search. But I believe to every problem there's a solution. I once burned myself smoking marijuana. Now I got pot holders. Yeah. But when I was a kid, actually in kindergarten, I was taught to share things, even with the people you hate, you know? I mean, I hate my manager, so last week I gave her my cold. But anyway, whenever I really get bored, I like to go up to pregnant women and say, "How's it kicking?" Yeah, I know us women tell me there's not enough gentlemen in this world. That's because they don't get the notoriety. Did you know once I stepped in front of a woman to open an automatic sliding door? Absolutely nothing. And if you do get noticed, it's like getting the wrong candy bar. Yeah, she may look like $100,000, but all you get is Snickers. And some women say clothes make the man. I mean, look at me. I don't dress in nice clothes. I mean, I go to church in holy socks. But I do okay because I know there are two things women like more than men in this world. Chocolate and shoes. Yeah. Now I'm so broke, I'm looking for chocolate-covered shoes. Yeah. My wife's birthday cake's gonna be in the shape of a flip-flop. Yeah, you know you're broke when you're giving gifts in Reynolds wrap. Yes, and I'm a married man. Apology accepted. Nah, but my wife and I'll tell you, we love each other and she takes good care of me and makes me feel good. When she found out that I've been having seizures since I was 2 years old, she called me her favorite vibrator. That was just very sweet of her. And now, but I noticed we don't like the same movies. She once told me to get Pretty Woman on DVD for her, so I came home with Girls Gone Wild. Yeah. And nowadays, actually, movies put me to sleep, and my wife got the perfect sleeping aid, Harry Potter. That puts me right to sleep, trust me. And we're always trying to save ourselves some money. I put in my 2 cents every time. And what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding anyway? You get a piece, then you fall in love. Now you're trying to understand it. Thank you. My name is Rob Forsese. And for the big news. Okay? I just want to take a half an hour of your time. Half an hour. Half a minute of your time to tell you I thank you guys so much for putting up with me. And as you well know, the first time I came here, April 14th of this year, was my very first time doing stand-up comedy. Yep. And if you didn't know that, well, I fooled you. But and it all leads to this Sunday, which I'm performing in my very first comedy showcase. Yeah. It'll be at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island. And in fact, it's the very first time I've ever performed in a comedy club. So I'm going to be having a good time. And I just want to thank all y'all for, you know, giving me the opportunity to do it. Especially two for the show for putting on the show. Or as in Worcester, they say two for the show. But I just want to thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're spawning stars left and right. One more hand, please, for Rob Forsese, and have a